Hey, welcome back to the Modern Mindfulness Podcast. It's me, Rebecca, here, and this is the long-awaited, at least by me, maybe by you, episode on, drumroll please, the softest, most peaceful drumroll please, meditation. So this is no doubt the first of many episodes on meditation. This has always been the plan here on the Modern Mindfulness Podcast. I've had my brand of modern meditation for about as long, and I thought, okay, am I going to like make a whole new podcast on modern meditation? Do I just infuse it? And so at some point I decided I wanted to have a lot of meditation themed episodes, and I really haven't done that yet. So there's no time like the present to go into something like being present in a meditation practice. And sure, there's going to be many more. And my intention today is to make this so short and easy to understand that you want to meditate. And this is partly in alignment with, I finally am completing something I've been working on for some time, which is a little Meditate Now guide. It's free. You can get all the info there in the show notes below. You can sign up. You'll get a little video. You'll get a little workbook. You'll get also a cheat sheet around next level meditation talk. I want you to up level your meditation if you're a current meditator. If you haven't yet started, you actually have. More on that in a moment. But anyway, that is for you. Meditate Now. That's all below. And today I could share a lot of backstory and go into all these different, you know, layers of it, but I wanted to just invite you to one, accept the fact that you do meditate already, even if you haven't owned the fact that you do. And also first mention that so much of what I share around meditation is from my teacher, Dr. Lauren Roche, and his wife, Camille Maureen. I'll share more on them in a moment, but I also think it's very important when you know that you are sharing info from somebody else that you give them some credit. That's part of just what I feel is so precious with teaching. And anyway, the thing with meditation, I'm not going to go through my whole typical, let me debunk these myths around meditation, but you are meditating. And meditation, while it's an ancient practice, science, tool, resource, whatever you may call it, it's also a word that is in the dictionary. And that definition of meditate is to think deeply. So within the debunking that I typically do when I lead workshops and things, most people think that one point of meditation is to stop thinking. The definition is to think deeply. So while there's definitely a big spectrum in what meditation is and the ways to meditate, also recognize that especially if you're a modern human living with technology and living in the day-to-day stuff, you haven't like gone off to live in a cave and you have zero interaction with things that might bring some busyness or distraction or stress to you, then your brain is going to have thoughts in it. And your brain also is built to think. So to think for a moment that you're going to stop any of that, one, if your brain was not thinking, you'd probably be like a vegetable. Like maybe it sounds nice to empty the thoughts, but if you like really think about it, I'd rather have a thinking mind. So there's layers and layers to that. But one, you're not going to stop your thoughts when you meditate. Two, you do not need to sit to meditate. You do not need to be still to meditate. Sure, there are styles that will tell you to do both of those things, and you have to try it all out. But from my years of studying and offering, teaching, coaching people on meditation, it's very rare that someone right away feels really comfortable and really into meditation by forcing themselves to sit still. So I'd rather make this really inviting and doable and accessible. So as with anything in life, especially things like meditation that can change and heal your life. And when I say this, I'm not saying this lightly or just like saying it to say it. Meditation, and now studies have been finally done in the last few decades. It used to all just be like word of mouth and ancient wisdom passing down sort of knowledge, but now they have hooked brains up to measure all the things, and you really do change your brain. Your brain is connected to your whole body. You do change your health, mental, physical, emotional. You can, of course, lower stress that causes basically every disease. You can help clear out poisons and toxins and things that are living in your body, the issues in your tissues. You can not only lower stress, you can lower anxiety, you can improve on all the conditions you could probably name by meditating. Now, as I mentioned, there's many more episodes to come on this. And while I will encourage you at the end of this to just do like a 30-second meditation, I don't know that 30 seconds is going to give you that deep healing right away, but who's to say that if you're consistent with that little 30-second doses, you know, it probably adds up at some point. But the other thing I want to say before I forget around moving and meditating, this was the thing that I got hung up on for years, and we all have to learn in our own time. For me, I trust. I learned in my own time. But when I met my teacher, Lauren Roche, it was in my 500-hour yoga training. So that's like getting your master's or PhD or something like that in yoga teaching world. So there I was. I'd been teaching for, I don't know, like 5 years or so. Entered the training, this, you know, advanced training. And I knew meditation was coming. And I went into it. I remember thinking and feeling like, this isn't going to be for me. I'm not a meditator. I like to move. Running is my meditation. I like to exercise. I'm getting meditative benefits from that, period. And I think that was me keeping myself safe and protected, going into something that I knew I was going to be a little uncomfortable in. And I swear it was in like the first 20 or 30 minutes, might have been longer. But Lauren's there talking, and one, he's so great. And I was just so into him. And he invited us, like the very first, before I think we even meditated, he asked us this one question that I've asked so many times since then. What do you love to do? What do you love to do? What are the things that you like to do? It could be anything. And I remember people were naming, like, I love to snowboard, and I love to sit around a campfire, and I love to sit by the fireplace and drink wine, and I like practicing yoga, and I'm pretty sure I said I like to run. So love, like, whatever. And he had us take that action, probably an action word, an ing word, and then internalize it. And that changed everything for me. So one, it gave me permission to use something that I loved as an immediate meditation resource. Now, fast forward all the years, and I've done further trainings with him and his wife, and all those physical benefits I listed, and there are many more, but the more I sat with, what am I doing when I'm running? Well, I'm pounding my body against pavement, I'm breathing heavy, there's actually no way that I'm getting the deepest benefits if I were to be calmer in my body. And now that I've been studying somatic stuff, which is like nervous system, trauma healing stuff. Yeah. So running can be your meditation. And if that's the one thing that helps you be in your body and clear your head and release stress, I'm never going to tell you to stop doing something like that. However, if you're calling those things your meditations, I just want to be that little voice. And maybe today's the day you just hear it and let it blow through your ears. But is it time to sit or at least slow down, lie down, and take meditation to that level? Now, also forget whatever I just said. And if you're just stepping into meditation, a few final notes on the process or practice. Meditation is something that you were born built to do. It's programmed in your DNA to know how to meditate, all the different ways to meditate. They're going to take you into a similar process. And there are just as many ways to meditate as there are humans on the planet. So I also want to invite you to think about making your meditation recipe, you know, what is it that is your meditation? And it will change, I'm guessing. Like for me right now, the things that help me meditate are Insight Timer app, no affiliation, but I've always liked that app. John got me some really great headphones, so I like to use my headphones. Coffee has been a staple for a while, and I have a couple different locations. And sometimes I do like to light some incense. Sometimes I do have certain oils or things to smell. And other times I have none of that and sit, but it's like I have my little handful of things that I know that work for me and a couple saved Spotify meditations. And so using the modern resources that we have. And at some point, though, I think of them as like training wheels, because meditation really is free, available, something you can do anytime, anywhere. What if you don't have charge on your phone? You don't get to use your precious app that you're used to using. What if you can't use the timer? You know, I think it's so important to use them, let them help you bridge your way into understanding what it feels like and just really recognizing what works for you. And you will start to know the feeling in your mind body. Because what's also happening is that your brain waves are going to slow down. You're going to start to lower that activity literally, and you're going to feel a shift. You're going to feel your nervous system shift. You're going to feel a little more parasympathetic, which is more of that rest and digest feeling in the body, versus if you're a reactive person, or if you're living in your head, or you're used to just having a gazillion thoughts and you're living a little more uppity all the time, you're going to start to feel like, oh, there's something different than that. So it's okay to use the tools, the apps, and all the things. And are you needing to hear this today? That can they be the training wheels? Where are you eventually going? And again, this is all up to you. I'm not telling you there's one way to do it, but just to suggest some things that I've learned along the way. So if we were to meditate here, I want to wrap this up. Again, more is coming. Head to the show notes, sign up for my Meditate Now free guide, ebook, cheat sheet. And here's meditation in a nutshell. So you're born able to do it. You're already doing it. You're probably finding moments in your days where time is standing still and you have a moment, even if you're just like staring at the wall, that can count as meditation. You don't need to be still. It's not about emptying your head. It's not about stopping your thoughts. I find that it's a little more about spacing out the thoughts and enjoying the space within and between the thoughts, but eliminating the expectation that might actually be holding you back or shaming you, thinking you're doing it wrong, that you're going to empty your mind. And so the actual process, I mentioned all the tools and things you can use. And even simpler than that is to do this simple kind of setup. One, decide you're going to meditate, right? You have to first decide, I'm going to meditate. Maybe you have a reason why, maybe you don't. Maybe you start to just get that feeling like, I don't know, I just need to meditate. Two, you do need to set some boundaries, because if you're sitting there on edge thinking like someone's going to come in the room, my phone's going to ring, the alarm's going to go off, you're not going to be able to rest as well. So put the phone on do not disturb, close the door, tell anyone around you like, hey, give me 1 minute, like you don't even need 5 minutes, and set some boundaries in that way. And also set a timer if you can. If you just need to use an old-fashioned kitchen timer, do that. If you're going to use the timer on your phone, Insight timer, whatever, but do something so you really can rest a little more into the experience. And then also adding in anything, adding in your apps, adding in anything you like to taste or smell. You can use your senses as ways into your meditation. Find something to start with, and then also realize it might just be the thing that gets you going, and then even just a few deep breaths. And then when you're in the meditation, like you don't even need to do a certain breath style to meditate. Maybe you do. But to me, meditation is more about entering that space, that feeling of space. And sure, some days my brain is going nonstop and I'm problem solving and I'm getting ideas and I'm laughing or crying or both at once. But I think there's something on the other side that is also what we, I will intentionally use the word we here, are going for. Connecting us to something greater than ourselves. Call it love, universe, God, source, whatever. So you can sit with that too. And so then back to the meditation. So then you're doing the meditation. There's some processes that will probably go on within the meditation. And then when you're done, your timer goes off. You realize that you're done. And you slowly go into your day. You don't just get up and run into whatever's next. Your body mind is so precious. So just looking out, it's just like at the end of a yoga class. You know, I teach yoga and I'm guiding people. I use every word. I change it up to not just move from Shavasana into seated. And there's always the people that just quickly roll to one side and quickly sit up to a seat. And I get it. You know, we're all on our own journeys. But if you think of waking up from a nap, do you want to be just like rattled out of it? Or would it be nicer if someone just real softly like moved you? Woke you up, you know, hey, you awake, time to go. It's the same with meditation. Like you are putting your mind body in a state of rest. So to just jump back into your day, sometimes you got to do it, but I will always encourage you to take at least 30 seconds, right? 10 seconds, I don't know. And just ease into your day. Be gentle with yourself always. The other thing on meditation that I'm surprised I didn't say yet is that you don't need a certain amount of time. I've been there. Learn from my mistakes. I put so much pressure on the amount of time. Well, I don't have 10 minutes, so I can't meditate. I don't meditate for 30 minutes, so I'm not a meditator. I just meditated for 3 minutes. Does that count? And like I mentioned, there's phases that your brain goes through, and so you will just need to experiment. There are people that encourage 3 minutes at a time and do that a few times a day. My teacher, Lauren, said at one point at a training, I mean, we were just waiting for him to give us the secret to the amount of time needed to meditate. And at one point he's like, you know what? We just need more minute or less than a minute meditations. And that's really where I'm at now, especially in sharing stuff like this. I just want you to microdose your meditation. I want you to take 30 seconds right now, pause, set your container, choose an entryway, take a deep breath, think of something that you love, smell, taste, be in it, stare at the wall, and then slowly move back into your day. So the timing does but doesn't matter. Right now, just start. Start with 10 seconds. Start with one breath. Start with just slowing down enough to stare at the wall and catch up with yourself. Over time, you'll know when you need more. Because as with so many things, like, are you doing the same thing expecting different results? It's time to change. And so sometimes that means longer meditation. Sometimes that means a different type of meditation. There are many classical types. There are many, you know, beautiful, older, ancient practices using different mantras and things. And I'm down for it all. I really do enjoy it all and encourage it all. And if you're just getting started, I just want to make it so simple and doable. Okay, let's meditate. So here we go. We're going to do an official 30-second meditation. I'm your timekeeper. All you have to do is pause right now. Make sure your body's comfortable. Breathe. Eyes open or closed. Think of something that you like. Listen to any sounds. Stare at the wall or use your eyes to see anything. And as you take one more breath, just moving your toes a little bit, move your fingers. Stretch your head up, roll your shoulders back. And you just meditated. How'd it go? What'd you notice? So if you're hungry for more, again, snag the little booklet below. I've got my Meditate in May also coming soon. All of that is to come. I'll keep you in the loop here. Stay connected. All the other links below in the notes. Reach out. I coach people in meditation. If you've been meditating a while and you're just not quite sure if you're doing it right, if you're just wanting to get started in a meditation and you learn best by having someone help you and show you, I get that. I'm the same way. Reach out. And yeah, I hope you enjoyed, because also meditation is, in my opinion, about living more fully. Meditation will help you clear the funk out so you can literally enjoy the life that you have, because that too is so freaking precious. All right, catch you next time. Bye.